5 feminine ways to keep a man's interest. Have you ever wondered what some women are doing to keep a man's interest and what you maybe not be doing, and that's why men lose interest? So let's talk about it. Now, in this video, you will discover the difference between keeping a man's interest and losing a man's interest. Hey, I'm Antje Boyd with Magnetize Your Man, and together with my husband, Brody, we've been helping thousands of successful women all over the world to get the committed, connected, and long-term relationship that they desire fast. So let's go ahead and dive right in. The 5th feminine way that keeps a man's interest is the cliffhanger effect. Now, what that essentially means is that you are the first one to hang up the phone. Why? Well, think about it this way. This is used in commercial all the time. Imagine this. You're watching your favorite show. Maybe it's The Bachelor. And you want to find out who gets the final rose. And what does Chris Harrison say is, well, let's hold on to our feet because commercial is right upon us. And what do? We usually watch the commercial, unless it's recorded, right? And the reason why we do that is because our brain can't be with an open loop. So cliffhangers are creating open loops. So when you're the first one who says, I had such a lovely evening with you, I enjoyed myself thoroughly with you, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing you next time, and you're the first one to end the date, you're the first one to walk away, you leave a man with a devotion and a desire to continue, because he will want to see first, where are you going? Like, what valuable thing do you have going on? And number two is he will need to know, well, how does the show continue? Because in his brain, he has a certain show that he had in mind, and he wants to see how it indeed continues. The 4th feminine way to keep a man's interest is owning your shadow. A shadow essentially is a judgment that you have about yourself. Now, we're not always aware of the judgment we have about ourselves. However, we are very aware what judgments we have about other people. Now, there's the saying, monkey see, monkey do. And what it essentially means is you spotted, you got it. So if you're annoyed in another woman because she seems to be arrogant, or she seems to be too much, or she seems to be, you know, it could be anything you wanted it to be that you judge, chances are you judge that inside of yourself. But because that is obviously too painful for the ego to accept the sense of self that we have inside of ourselves, we then project it out onto another person or another woman. Now, what's really attractive is when a man tells you, you know, oh, you're like, you hug too much, you kiss too much, which was the case for me when I dated this guy 14 years ago. And I simply was owning my shadow. And I said, I know I can be handful, and I know I love to hug and kiss and whatever, but he actually was so attracted to me that he continued to call me, text me, ask me out on dates, and literally like close to became obsessed with me because he couldn't imagine, like, wait, how is she not justifying, no, that she doesn't hug too much, or she doesn't want to be called clingy or needy. You know, to give you an example, if you watch Love is Blind right now, you know, when Jimmy calls Chelsea like clingy, she flips out. And the reason why she flips out, because she doesn't own her shadow. You know, she actually becomes extremely defensive. She goes into the shame shield of attack, right? And she's like, this is so rude. And I'm like, really? Why? Because you judge yourself like that? If somebody were to tell me that I'm clingy, I'd be like, okay, what else is new, right? Because I already know that about myself. And see, she knows that about herself too, but it's too painful to accept because she highly, highly criticizes herself for that, because she probably also got highly criticized for that in her childhood. The third feminine way to keep a man's interest is embrace the uncertainty. Look, there's always going to be uncertainty in a dating process. It could be on a first date when you talk with him and you don't know, wait, did he like that joke or not? Or maybe you shared a vulnerable story and you don't know if he now judges you that you're maybe too much, too complicated, too deep, too heavy, or if he loved what you shared. There will always be moments of the unknown, of the uncertainty, even when you now regularly date and maybe you haven't heard from him. You don't know why you haven't heard from him. It could be because he lost interest. It could be because he's stressed at work. It could be because his phone fell in the toilet, although that's less likely, right? He could be out of reception. There could be so many different reasons why he's not getting back to you. But it's so important to see how are you dealing with the unknown. Because if you don't embrace the unknown, if you fight the unknown, then you will fight for certainty. Now, that is a huge problem because when you fight for certainty, then you have no other choice than to make assumptions. You have no other choice than to fill in the blanks, to make up stories, to make interpretations that you don't know if they're true or not. And women get themselves into so much trouble with that. And they get so aggravated and so triggered. And the man is saying, huh? What just happened? Like, I didn't even do anything, right? But because you got so triggered, you already see him cheating. He already lost interest. He's lying to you. He is doing all these things. He's disrespecting you and he hasn't done anything. But because you played your own movie inside of your head, he starts to distance himself from you because it doesn't feel nice. It doesn't feel comfortable. It doesn't feel safe. There is no trust. There is no real authenticity and connection. However, if you're able to embrace the unknown, then you let go of that resistance, right? To fill in the blanks and to make all the assumptions. And then when he texts you back or when he asks you out on the next date or when he gives you the response to maybe the vulnerable share that you had, you can be fully present with that. You can appreciate that and you can give feedback accordingly. The second feminine way that keeps a man's interest is speak less and feel more. This concept has blown women's minds because maybe you were shut down in childhood. You were potentially told, you know, like, don't sing so loud, like, don't be so annoying. You talk too much. Maybe you were shut down in school. Maybe you were told, like, stop, you know, you're always talking in the back row here. You're always interrupting. And this may trigger you. Now, hear me out, girlfriend. What I mean by that is we always have to understand why are we speaking. If you are speaking from a place of anxiety because you want to fill in the blank, you don't want to be in the unknown like we already discussed before, like you want to know that you're safe, you want to be in control, you want to lead, then he's going to feel you less. And he's going to be less devoted to you. And he's going to be less and less inclined to meet your needs. However, if you speak less and feel more, to really see, do I really want to speak or do I actually need to feel through something that feels uncomfortable? Like maybe I need to actually digest what this man just said. Maybe I need to just truly metabolize what he just said. And maybe I need to metabolize how that makes me feel. Maybe it makes me feel disappointed. Maybe it makes me feel sad. Maybe it makes me feel happy. You know, maybe it makes me feel hopeful. But you're just really understanding first, like, how do I feel? And then when you know how you feel, then you communicate that back to him. And that, of course, helps you to stay more in your confidence and in your alignment, in your magnetism as well. And it communicates to the man that he can actually trust you, that he can feel safe with you, that you will actually take in what he says first and then communicate back to him so that he gets to also feel then the impact of how you feel inside of himself. And that will make him feel he wants to meet your needs more. He'll feel more fulfilled. He'll feel also respected. and he will feel like he's your hero and he wants to be your man. And the next feminine way to keep a man's interest is step into your body. Look, when you watch little kids, when they just do something, when they say something, they're just kind of moving around, they're speaking with their whole body, and they're not just like saying it, they're not just like a talking head, but their whole body is involved. It's almost like their whole body is playing music, particularly emotional music. Now, a more masculine man will be more attracted to an embodied woman. Right, research actually shows that a man is going to feel a woman first before he turns his head and sees, oh, wow, he feels sort of the feminine first. He feels sort of that feminine flow first. Then he's intrigued and looks what's going on over there. You know, that's why an embodied woman makes men's head turn without them even intending to. And this could be, for example, when you walk into a room, focus on, like, it's sort of like just visualizing this, right? As if you're walking in sort of with your womb first, okay? And the reason why is because, like, you're actually, like, naturally putting your shoulders back, your chest, your heart is open, warm, inviting. You're expecting good things to happen. Also, your throat region is open as well, right? So, like, people feel, like, safer to approach you. You exude confidence as opposed to, like, if you don't do that, then you're maybe more likely to have like hunched shoulders and maybe you're slightly looking down. And that's when you're like almost not in your body, getting almost like out of your body. And that's also not really, nobody's gonna feel like confident approaching you that way because you're almost like saying, like, don't approach me or don't, you know, don't talk to me. There's something where I want to shut down and I don't want to be bothered in my shutdown process. And of course, a man will not do that for the most part. But if you're like just open body language, you're in your body, you feel good in your body, and it doesn't matter if you just jump up and down. What I did when I started dating my husband, I would go walk, this was after we were married, I would walk into his office, I would just jump, yippee, up and down, and would walk back into my office and continue to work. Because I just wanted to acknowledge that spontaneous outburst of joy that we all have inside of ourselves. Now, what we normally do is saying, like, that's a little weird, like, I'm not going to do that. And you become so mature and so you're adulting and you become so serious and become stiff. And it's actually, that's actually what, like, removes a man's interest from you because you're actually removing yourself from yourself. But if you're embracing more of yourself, of your joy, of your happiness, and look, I had to do a lot of work to get there. I had a narcissistic mom who was constantly telling me, you know, don't bother me, don't do this, don't sing, don't dance, don't express yourself, don't do anything, basically, right? Like, I get it if you went through this kind of childhood, but I promise you, girlfriend, you can turn that around. Now, by now, you may have noticed that it's all about the state change that you cause in a man. But the secret about that is actually you're causing a state change inside of yourself, and then it gets reflected back to the man. So you're not doing something just in a manipulative way so that your man is more attracted to you, but it's actually an authentic shift inside of yourself that makes you feel good. And with that, you become naturally more magnetic. Next, if you haven't yet, take my free love quiz and virtual coaching call to get a committed, connected, and long-term relationship that you desire fast without frustration, loneliness, and attracting emotionally unavailable men by simply hopping over to getlovequiz.com. And you can, of course, also click that lovely button here in the description and comment section as well. Lots of love, and I will talk to you in the next video. Bye-bye.